This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most Americans understand the importance of COVID-19 and the precautions put in place, many are becoming protesters to reject politics views. From California to New York, thousands are taking to the streets, pointing out these same politicians that impose curfews are enjoying trips to Maui and eating in restaurants. President-elect Joe Biden said he will send to Congress a bill to provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. Biden said, "I made a commitment in the first 100 days. I will send an immigration bill to the United States Senate with a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people in America." Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday asking a Wisconsin Supreme Court to block certification of the presidential election results. The lawsuit says tens of thousands of ballots are not legal vote. Democrat Attorney General Josh Call said, "The litigation filed this afternoon seeks to disenfranchise every Wisconsinite who voted in this year's presidential election." USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News' Dan Naraki catches us up on the latest politics.
Three states, including Pennsylvania, certified their 2020 election results on Tuesday. North Carolina certified the state's 15 electoral votes for President Trump, and Nevada's certification gave former Vice President Joe Biden the win in that state. The count in Pennsylvania gave Biden a lead over President Trump of around 80,000 votes, but Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler says that certification may be premature. He tells Newsmax TV that the Trump campaign's lawsuit contains a compelling equal protection case.
The issue is really this. It's the equal protection. You had some counties that were controlled by Democrat concentrated areas that were allowing voters to cure ballots. And in the Republican areas, they were not allowed to cure ballots. You also had ballots being counted that improperly, that did not have addresses on them, that didn't have signatures. So there was a different application of law. Additionally, you had the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania unilaterally changing the election law, a clear violation of the U.S. Constitution.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Two-time national college football champion quarterback and former NFL veteran Tim Tebow will return to the New York Mets organization next season. The revelation comes after club president Sandy Alderson encouraged the 33-year-old Tebow to come back. The 2007 Heisman Trophy winner spent 4 years climbing through the ranks of professional baseball. The Dow Jones Industrial Average reached the 30,000 milestone for the first time ever. President Trump held a press conference Tuesday to mark the achievement. Trump said, "I just want to congratulate everybody. The stock market, Dow Jones Industrial Average, just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history." Homeowners rejoice. Home values have gone from home sweet home to home sweet returns. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The S&P Logic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price NSA Index says prices rose 7% in September. That's the biggest jump since 2014. Phoenix, Seattle, and San Diego led the increase in a 20-city composite that didn't include Detroit. Prices in Phoenix jumped more than 11%, while Seattle saw an increase of 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2017, there were 126.2 million homeowners in the United States. Thanksgiving will go on in 2020. Three NFL games are on tap Thursday. Houston will play at Detroit, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at Dallas, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It's Happy Thanksgiving, yes, because that's the season that we're in, and James Hurston is with us, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great, you know, looking forward to having a funeral for my turkey.
Yes.
Because that's the way we can, that's the loophole where we can get around the lockdown orders.
Well, that's what makes them happy, really. I mean, that's...
Well, you know, I've been trying to figure out why, using the phony data all over the country, the Democrats are trying to destroy Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I think I have a theory.
What is it?
Remember how the Democrats would circulate talking points to try to get people to use Thanksgiving for a way to convert their Republican relatives, you know, so they thought of Thanksgiving as a place where there's unfiltered communication. And they do not want unfiltered communication now in this election contest season that we're in.
Exactly. No, they don't want you talking, that's for sure, because then you'll figure it all out. I thought either that or they all wanted us to go vegan. And maybe even, James, maybe it's just, no turkey for them. I mean, for them to be so anti-Thanksgiving, let's just not let them share in the bounty.
I guess so. Yeah. And of course, we can always have Thanksgiving dinner if we want to, as long as we burn something or loot something.
Yes.
Wear certain T-shirts at the same time, then it's okay.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about wearing any mask. I mean, you bring up a great point here, and that's these numbers. I was looking at earlier in the week, James. Yes, we've got more people demonstrating some signs of being infected by COVID, but we're testing six times as many as we were before. I mean, that was the big complaint of the Democrats, was we weren't testing enough people. I mean, we're testing something like 1.8 million people every day. Well, with those kind of numbers increasing, as President Trump said, well, God forbid, because anything President Trump says is not true, it's a lie, it's, it's just the counter-narrative. For them. But, the fact of the matter is, once again, the president is right. We've got such an increase in testing. Well, then, everything's going to increase. But what they need to look at is the amount of deaths in relationship to the measurement, right?
Yeah, exactly. No, look, it's an agenda. People know it just like they know the election was fraudulent. They know it in their gut.
Right.
Because the fact is that we now have all kinds of empirical data showing that the cure was worse than the disease. Mm-hmm. That more people are dying from lack of medical care. More people are dying from suicide, from domestic violence, because of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. We also know the economic suffering is far too great for even a virus that, for the vast majority of people, has a 99.9% survival rate.
Exactly.
And the vast majority of people here in California that are being tested positive have no symptoms. They're young. They never require medical treatment. Mm-hmm. And they've monetized this scam. So they pay hospitals additional money if they diagnose people that come to emergency rooms as COVID. So,
and that's so academic. Why are people ignoring that? I mean, again, you know, people have brought that up. They've been, you know, you've got it wrong. That's not true whatsoever. Facebook will not, you know, I mean, they'll cancel you because that's not an agreement. But the fact of the matter is we had two doctors before Facebook took them out. Remember the two doctors in Bakersfield that said this was the case and that they were pressuring doctors to put down that it was death by COVID, even though somebody had been run over by a truck. Are you kidding me?
You know, it's all over the place. And look, a significant percentage of the people that are counted as cases never even had a test.
Yes.
Doctors eyeball them. They have ambiguous symptoms. You know, there's people that always go to hospitals with ambiguous symptoms, but now they're all called COVID.
Exactly.
And the tests themselves are highly inaccurate, mm-hmm. highly subjective, and it's a scam. It's been weaponized. There's
of
no
course.
Question about it.
Well, like climate change,
our economy is being destroyed.
Exactly. And like climate change, James, if you reward a certain outcome, you're going to get more of that outcome, right?
Exactly.
And that's the bottom line.
That's what happened in academia.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's happening in the discussion about the election,
mm-hmm.
because if you bring up anything, any fact, that big tech and the media don't like, the cancel culture pounces on you, like they're now trying to destroy the reputation of Sidney Powell,
mm-hmm.
and Liz Wood and Rudy Giuliani for that matter.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me, that the media has no curiosity. You know, they have no curiosity about the numbers. You know, Joe Biden did worse than Hillary in every single major metro area except Milwaukee, Detroit, Atlanta, and Philadelphia.
That's wonder why.
Possible.
Can we ask why?
There's an old Latin term lawyers learn in law school from the Roman era, res ipsa loquitur. It means the act speaks for itself.
Yes.
That's why we all know in our gut. You know, the GOP didn't lose a single House seat. They picked up so far 12. It's probably going to be 15.
Could be 15, 16. There's four still, and they all look good, right? They're all ahead right now.
They're all ahead, yeah. and they picked up state houses. And yet, a Democrat won the presidency. It's ridiculous. I mean, one of the most amazing things is that this man with cognitive dysfunction, campaigning from his basement, was able to bring in a record 80 million people when no one would show up for his rally.
Exactly.
And there was no enthusiasm for him.
Mm-hmm.
The African-American vote went for Trump in the largest amount in the history of the Republican Party. And yet, we're to believe Joe Biden drew more enthusiasm than the first African-American president, Barack Obama, did, got 10 million more votes than 2008 and 15 million more votes than 2012. This is like stomach churning.
You got to suspend reason to get there, and that's why the majority of Americans know in their gut, as you said, that this thing was rigged. It stinks to high heaven here in River City. And so it's up to the lawyers. I mean, the clock is ticking, and you and I discussed this before, James. They've got to find the main thread. And I think that Mark Levin and Alan Dershowitz the other night hit on this issue, and that is that this is a constitutional issue. If you focus on the Constitution, this is where I think Rudy Giuliani, I think he just sees the evidence, and he's so excited and emotional about it that he really needs to think about it in terms of a legal context, in terms of the Constitution, the violation of the Constitution, that all this, everything that they were able to accomplish was in violation of the Constitution. If they go in, then you're talking about, a wholesale, kind of change as opposed to a retail change. They've been able to defeat these minor retail complaints because, it's 100 votes, no big deal, wouldn't have altered anything anyway. When you're talking about, 20, 40,000 votes. But if you go in, you talk about the constitutional violations that have altered hundreds of thousands of votes, different ballgame, huh? We got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Values.
service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, we are just the way you like to hear from us. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The legal analyst, yes, and best-selling author, James Hurston, continues with us. James, as we were saying, the media, the Democrats, Joe Biden, the alleged elect, president-elect, and alleged, I mean, I'll tell you, for the sake of our democracy, James, this has got to be cleared up. I mean, I have friends who have come, and I mean, we met over the weekend, and it was amazing, all the different people, I mean, from Cuba, Guatemala, you know, parts of Central America, over in Europe, in France, I mean, relatives, you know, sending emails, just freaking out, going, what is going on? I mean, if America goes under, we're toast. I mean, we're already toast anyway. But without America, we're really in trouble. And, you know, so it's not just us here in America. I mean, we have always been the defenders for liberty. And we've been that shining, you know, shining light on the hill, as you've said so often. But, boy, I'll tell you, progressives, Biden et al., the mainstream media, corporate America, social media giants are all doing everything they can to snuff it out.
It is true. It is true. And it's you know, interesting, the projection we've talked about on the Democrat side of Biden ran on this theme about the soul of America.
Yes.
It is actually what is at stake is all of the fundamental principles of America. If there's no more legitimate elections, which is the hallmark of a dictatorship, of a banana republic,
mm-hmm.
all of the other foundations fall away.
Exactly.
And so, and they will, of course. Because that means that the people that want globalism, socialism, they want to kowtow to communist Chinese, they want to impose essentially a lockdown society on America. Those people will take over. They will transform the government, and they will make it a one-party nation.
Exactly. It's a one-party nation, one-party world, because it's a one-world government.
Pull out all the stops. This time they pulled out with the mail-in balloting, with the vote harvesting,
mm-hmm.
with the corrupt officials. You mentioned the constitutional arguments, and I think they're getting lined up. And one of the key points is that the Constitution gives the power to the legislature of the state. And we have all kinds of corrupt governors, courts, officials,
yes,
and money from big tech that tried to subvert that constitutional authority by changing rules illicitly. They changed rules illicitly, bringing in late ballots, allowing late counting, kicking out observers, and basically enabling fraud. Now, and that is the key argument. And then if the numbers are great enough to change the outcome in each successive jurisdiction, then the courts can act if they have sufficient evidence.
Exactly, but that's absolutely key. And the thing is, as you mentioned, big tech greased the wheels. They bribed these Democratic officials in these Democratic-controlled election, you know, districts and that sort of thing. I mean, with Zuckerberg putting in something like $350 million, he and his wife, to grease the skids, and didn't go to Republican election centers. This went to exclusively Democratic centers. So what does that tell you, James?
Yeah, they were paying for the counters. They were using finance to alter the rules. And they were violating not only the Constitution, but election law,
yes,
election finance law. And this is all part of the case. And the big thing that Sidney Powell was working on is still alive,
mm-hmm.
and that is the voting machines.
Yes.
And there's no question. We had a couple of glitches, but we know there's a back door to this software that's used in Dominion voting machines. And we know that Ms. Sidney Powell has issued a statement, despite the fact that she's working separately. She always was.
Yes.
But
and that's fine.
Now she doubled down.
Yeah.
And she says this week it's going to be the cracking on steroids. And I believe in these people. I know Rudy.
Mm.
I've met with Rudy. Rudy is an amazing giant of a man. and a giant of a lawyer and a cybersecurity expert. Sidney Powell's a 10-year veteran U.S. attorney who prosecuted drug lords. Rudy prosecuted organized crime in New York. Mm-hmm. People are definitely underestimating both of these people. And, of course, Lynn Wood.
Yes.
Working with them.
I'll tell you, there's lawyers. If they are effective and they're able to pull that thread that you and I talked about, the people of America will rejoice. Yes, there's going to be a counter to that, but I will tell you, the soul of America will be saved as opposed to what we're talking about, because where we are right now, looking at the soul of America, it is a dark night, as you wrote about, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the dark night of the soul, St. John of the Cross talked about. But also, it's something in the entertainment business. Whenever there's an epic saga right before the end, if you watch any movie that follows the traditional storyline, and you know this moment when it happens and all is lost, and it's the dark night of the soul, and what follows that is a breakthrough, and the breakthrough of victory and dawn. And
I call that, James, you know what I call that? I call that But God. But God moment. I tell people, I'm a But God Christian. They go, what do you mean? I go, just like what you're talking about, you get to that point, that denouement of the story, of the dark night of the soul, you think all has lost, but God. God says it's not over. And that's
what hope is all about.
Real hope.
Real hope. Theological hope.
Yes, exactly. The real hope and change that is sustainable, not that is temporary, but is sustainable, is the hope and change that comes from the hand of divine providence himself. So this is what we're praying for, James, is that but God, that we will have this but God moment that says, it ain't over. It's not over. I'm in charge. And you will see by the very hand of God that it is God that's orchestrating the history of nations, not these globalists.
That's right. You're absolutely right. That's why we have to keep our spirits lifted and keep up the prayer and keep up the support, meaning show up at these rallies, financially support these groups, financially support the legal defense, and move toward that but God moment, absolutely.
Yeah, and look, at as James says, it's going to be up to us. I mean, we already know a majority of Americans agree that there's something smelly, fishy here in River City over this election. You know, pray for Sidney Powell, pray for Rudy Giuliani, Lynn Wood, the legal team. Pray for our president. I mean, you imagine the pressure that he's under, even though it looks obvious that the facts are there and how can they be denied. But meanwhile, he's reminded every day from the media, every moment, that it's President-elect Joe Biden. And I don't know. I mean, you know, for those of us that know that this thing was one big ripoff, a ballot stuffing event by the Democrats, and this isn't like the first time they've ever done it. There's been a history. James, they're even saying now, they go, well, we pretty much suspect back in 1960 that the ballot was stuffed and there was voter fraud that took place there. But, you know, Richard Nixon was a nice enough guy and he conceded to JFK.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton has never conceded to Donald Trump for 2016, and they spent four long years trying to undo that election, and it appears as though that's what this is a continuation of. Mm-hmm. And so the media is a monolith of corruption. Everywhere you turn, what you see is the same narrative, and it's projection. They're saying, they're accusing President Trump of engineering a coup.
Right.
They use the word coup like crazy.
Right.
It is the irony is so great. They must know it. They must be doing this intentionally. And it is psychological operations. It is an attempt to influence our thinking.
Yeah, but it's absolute arrogance, James. They, in the face of the truth, they see all this, but the media and corporate America, the social media giants, have them all convinced that all is under control and Joe Biden will be the 46th president of the United States. But I believe God Almighty himself has not spoken yet, so get ready. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst. James, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family, and thank you as always for being with us. Take care.
Oh, same to you. Blessed Thanksgiving.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While most Americans understand the importance of COVID-19 and the precautions put in place, many are becoming protesters to reject politician curfews. From California to New York, thousands are taking to the streets, pointing out these same politicians that impose curfews are enjoying trips to Maui and eating in restaurants. President-elect Joe Biden said he will send to Congress a bill to provide a pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants. Biden said, "I made a commitment in the first 100 days. I will send an immigration bill to the United States Senate with a pathway to citizenship for over 11 million undocumented people in America." Republicans filed a lawsuit Tuesday asking a Wisconsin Supreme Court to block certification of the presidential election results. The lawsuit says tens of thousands of ballots are not legal vote. Democrat Attorney General Josh Call said, "The litigation filed this afternoon seeks to disenfranchise every Wisconsinite who voted in this year's presidential election." USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bill Martinez here. Curtis Houck joins us now. Always good to have Curtis with us. Curtis is the managing editor of Newsbusters. And, Curtis, first of all, let me say I understood earlier that there was a big discrepancy. I mean, you talk about voter suppression. The mainstream media was all in to suppress the bad news of Joe Biden. We had already heard reports that as many as 30%, anywhere 15-30% of the people said they would have changed their vote had they known certain things about Joe Biden. And the Media Research Center went all in and did a complete survey on six of the major topics. And we've got some verification that this, in fact, was true, right?
Right. Yeah. So we only looked at certain swing states. So we looked at Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Yeah. Okay, just to separate that out. Yeah. And we found that 82% of voters were unaware of at least one either Joe Biden scandal or President Trump's success. And those successes included economic growth, job creation, Middle East peace deals, energy independence, and more Operation Warp Speed. And we found that 17% of Biden voters in these swing states would have shifted their votes away from Biden if they had known about either a success on the part of President Trump or one of Joe Biden's scandals, led by, of course, unsurprisingly, the Hunter Biden scandal, which 45% of voters had not heard of. and 9.4% would have said they would have shifted their vote away from Biden. And then the top story that people had not heard of President Trump's was energy independence. 50.5% did not know about President Trump and his administration's push to make us energy independent.
And, of course, they knew little of the Operation Warp Speed that has us now on the doorstep of vaccinations in record time, record-breaking history of Americans' pharmaceutical process.
Exactly, exactly. We're looking to deliver 300 million doses of a safe vaccine over the next year. And you kind of have that because the important thing to keep in mind, folks, is that for a lot of these vaccines, it's going to be a two-parter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That we're going to have to take. But still, that's a massive number of people. And in particular, the percent of the vote change in some of these states ranged anywhere from 13% in Wisconsin, which would have been 191, thousand vote margin for the president. Up to 21% in Arizona, which would have resulted, once you do the math, would have resulted in a 340,000 vote advantage for the president, which, if you're going to talk about this, the media throwing the election, this is what it looks like. This is what censorship looks like. And that's why, you see that there are such sore winners. You think about it, and important. Bill, the takeaway here again is an example of how progressives are always fundamentally unhappy.
The thing is, it makes you wonder, has there been any other time where voter suppression and censorship has affected an election in the history of elections?
Right. And you think back to people may remember George W. Bush in that election with Al Gore. It was the night before the election. They came out with one of George W. Bush's stories about getting a DUI.
Right.
They went with that the day before the election.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, people should remember, if you take nothing else from what I'm saying, is that whether media choose to cover or not cover a story is not by a happenstance.
Right. Okay. No, this was purposeful. I mean, there's no doubt about it. When you go down the list and you realize the people in these particular swing states, I mean, this would have turned the tide completely. I mean, there would have been truly a red wave that would have taken place in these states had this been known. And of course, we're looking at this as a post analysis, and the Democrats were able to get away with this. And I don't want to hear from them about voter suppression anymore, because between this and what the social media oligarchs were able to affect here, it comes down to that. I mean, they suppressed the vote. They suppressed information, so much for a free and fair press anymore in America, right?
Correct. And that's the important point here. You have legacy media outlets that are dying and that have been hemorrhaging readership and viewership for years now. They realize that social media groups, other alternative forms of media like talk radio and newsbusters have eaten their lunch on social media.
Right.
And so the problem with that is that's why they pressure Google and Facebook and Twitter, et cetera, to censor alternative forms of media and have only themselves branded trusted news outlets and get promotion and top billing and control the fact checking. That is the way that they are going to stay alive,
right?
Literally, because they would otherwise die. So that's why they're making such a big deal about it, and that why they're going to continue to press for that in the years going forward, and it's only going to get worse. So I think what's important then is obviously people knowing to physically type into the computer trusted news sources, because obviously Google and Facebook and Twitter aren't going to give you them.
Exactly. Well, and you're very kind to say that they pressured them. I don't know that there was much pressure. I mean, this was a cabal from the get-go. I mean, when you have Google on the night of the election of 2016, the CEO in tears saying this will not happen again, they were all in. And, of course, Zuckerberg and Dorsey, the rest of them, all joined in. And kumbaya, and here it is. I mean, this is the power of their medium, what they were able to do in keeping America in the dark. Now, I'm curious, with these people that found out these points and realized, oh, my gosh, we were lied to. We didn't have all the information. I mean, are they ticked about this?
We didn't really look into that.
That would be interesting to see, because then if they're upset and they realize that they got worked, then there's going to be a change in behavior. I mean, we're already seeing this. I mean, people are voting and moving away. And as we've said on this show, Curtis, and I know you'd appreciate this, I've encouraged people. I says, take your data and move. You know, quit relying and giving your data, because that's their economy. That is their life's breath is your data. Take it and move it away from these manipulators and these oppressors, because of what they did to us here. And of course, we're only seeing, I mean, this is like the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this has really come out. But when you really look deep beyond the election, what big tech and these other monolithic cabal agreeing groups have done to us is they've worked us, and they will continue to work us for one purpose only, and that is to corral us, to control us.
Correct, and that's what it's about, control. And I mean, obviously, I think if you look at the poll results, you would see that a lot of voters were ticked off by this based on the fact that they would have shifted their vote away from Joe Biden here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is, you know, what we're looking at in terms of an indicator or a result, which is given a new set of information, new set of facts, would you change your vote? I think that you can't get any bigger than that.
That's...
And the answer to that obviously was yes. Mm-hmm. In terms of just the percentage, it was less than 10%. So critics may say that, but then you look at the numbers about the percent of vote that would change, it would move in all of these swing states, to over 100,000 votes, almost 200,000 votes in every swing state for the president,
exactly,
with the exception of Nevada, which was kind of tough to do as it already was.
Well, Curtis, what this does is this reinforces the lid strategy, the basement strategy of the Biden campaign. I mean, keep them out of the fray, away from the media as much as you can, so that you can, so people won't realize what happened with Tara Reid, a former staffer who said that Biden sexually assaulted her in the 90s. I mean, 35.4%, but like you said, the big thing, and we knew this to be the case earlier, this was one of the early findings, was about Hunter Biden. And you've determined, based on the survey, 45.1% said they were unaware of the financial scandal enveloping Biden and his son, Hunter. This is unbelievable and great work on that MRC has put together. And Curtis, we thank you for coming here and reporting on it.
All right, take care, Bill.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, this is What's on the Line, and it continues today. Think not. I mean, even though they're still, you know, counting votes, you know, what is the future of America? I mean, what has been happening, you know, for decades has just been a slow creep to such a degree that now it's become obvious that... look at the lever pullers want us all to be tools of their desires, and they want us under full-blown control. This is where this is all heading, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Manning joins us now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, boy, when you talk about voter fraud, voter suppression, Curtis Houck with Newsbusters and associated with MRC, he's the managing editor there, reporting on how our alleged fair and free press squashed, and we knew this was going on, but we didn't realize to such a degree. And this is all complicit and all in the recipe of voter fraud that took place, where you have the activation of the mainstream media in cahoots with social media, squashing stories on Joe Biden, that when people are surveyed after the fact and said, hey, were you aware of these things, like the Trump economy? Well, you know, sadly, 40%, anywhere from a third to 45% of the people were unaware of Trump's accomplishments. And it was done on purpose. It wasn't by accident. They made sure that nothing was said. I think also the strategy to keep Joe Biden out of the fray, keep the lid on him so that people didn't ask about Tara Reid. They didn't ask about his son, Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden, of course, that was the big issue. Over 40% of the people were unaware. And as high as 15% of those said, hey, if I was aware, I would have changed my vote. I would not have voted for Joe Biden. I mean, this is quite the recipe that I think that needs to be included in this whole concept of voter fraud. What say you?
I agree. I think it's repugnant. And I don't call them mainstream media. I call them establishment media.
Yes.
Because there's nothing mainstream about them.
No, they really have abandoned the mainstream, haven't they?
That's right. They are now.
Good point.
They are basically now the far left stream. But
the
one that got me was that 50% of the Biden voters didn't even know that we're energy independent.
Right.
How the heck could you not know we're energy independent? What rock are they being hidden on?
Right. Exactly. What gas station are you going to realize all of a sudden you're paying noticeably less? Did you think who do you think was giving
magic.
You those low rates? Right.
It's magic. It's
right.
all magic. And so. But, just the energy independence part and talking about that, because so many, this is not something that you could have possibly just tried to bury, because it was a story like Hunter Biden, which was obviously damaging to Vice President Biden. But it was such an obvious thing. It was the talk of everybody. The stock market was being driven by it. Everything was being driven by that one simple fact. We were not fighting a bunch of new wars in the Middle East because of that one simple fact. And yet, the Biden supporters didn't seem to be clued in to what actually was going on in the world.
Right.
So the worst part about the report that MRC did, and we wrote about it on DailyTorch.com today, the worst thing about that report is that it showed that if Biden supporters had been aware of these things, Joe Biden would have been blown out
exactly
in this election, and blown out. And so, and because of the suppression, the information suppression that existed and still exists, by the way, you effectively have half the population completely unaware of what's going on in their surroundings,
mm-hmm.
but just completely unaware of basic facts that the rest of us know and factor in. And when I say that they're still doing it, the truth is there's overt and complete suppression of any information about the recounts, any information about about any of the challenges to the election. All that's been suppressed. And when you try to say something different, like OAN, One American News did,
right, exactly.
YouTube takes them off and suspends them from their YouTube channel because you're not allowed to have a discussion about the legal case about the veracity of the election,
right.
about voter fraud.
Well, you're not following the agreed manifesto narrative that is put out and controlled by the propaganda machine that is now running our country, sadly. This is what's going on. Yeah, it is astounding that people would purposely be this ignorant. And you say, okay, I get it, because you're so ideologically fixed. We've had other experts talk about what that does. Jordan Peterson talks about that it renders you stupid. And in this case, this is the reason why our founding fathers, revered our First Amendment right for our ability to have this conversation, to keep our minds open so that we could have these discussions. But here at every turn, Rick, this is amazing. We've got scientists, scaring the holy what have you out of people. You can't wear a mask. You've got people now that are just finally taking a stand. And I mean, they're looking for tea to empty out in the harbor. But meanwhile, they're telling government officials, get the hell out of my business. We consider ourselves
right.
to be essential, and I don't care about your $10,000 or $15,000 fine. We'll go crowdfund me this deal, and we're going to take a stand. And it's amazing that, and I'm waiting to see if the churches follow next. I mean, there have been some churches do this, but I mean, the churches are explicitly noted in the U.S. Constitution, and too many are cowering right now.
I know that there's a big movement amongst the churches, Brian. This pastor I know who is pushing, he's gotten 600 churches to open as a result of his.
Well, we've got 40,000 churches, Rick, in California alone that are cowering. And, and they're not, they're not on their knees praying to God, asking for wisdom here. They're just going along to get along. We call them the go-alongs, And
hopefully those churches follow John MacArthur's lead and reopen. And you know what? If you've got a church that's afraid to reopen and won't reopen, go to a different church.
Yes.
Okay? Because essentially, in China, they allow churches, Christian churches, that are government mandated and government controlled, and government sits in those churches, and they sanction what you say or don't say in those churches. Mm-hmm. And then they've got where the Christian church grows, and that's in the underground. The underground where they have to tear books out of the Bible and switch around. So if one of them gets arrested, they don't lose the whole Bible, which is their most precious thing they have. Mm-hmm. And so, the underground churches are thriving. there's 200 million Christians now in China. And it's all in the underground church.
Exactly. So and that's happening, and that dynamic's happening a little bit here in America as well. So credit where credit is due, and God bless them for the courage, because for a time such as this, democracy requires courage. I mean, when you open up the document and say, "We the people," I mean, that really is foreboding when you think about it, because the responsibility of the country and where we are right now is because of those three words.
Yes, it is, and we have a threat to the consent of the governed, and and right now the governed in some ways are pushing back. The Orchard Park, New York, businesses being a prime example of that. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when you have, I find it just intriguing that, you know, Governor Cuomo has come out and said, "You have to follow our rules. You have to follow our mandates." And yet he's the same guy who said, "Oh, we don't have to follow the federal government laws related to immigration."
Right.
Okay. Sorry, Gov. If you set the civil disobedience ball rolling, expect it to roll over you.
Exactly. Well, and the same thing happening in California with Governor Newsom, and there's a recall movement in motion. I think they have over 1 million people have already signed up to get that governor out of there. So look at this is what democracy looks like. And God bless Californians. God bless the rise of New Yorkers. I mean, I'm not talking about the Billy Crystals. I'm not talking about the De Niro's that want to congratulate Cuomo for his Emmy. Emmy for what? I mean, that's almost as incongruous as Barack Obama's Nobel Peace Prize for getting elected, right? Or was it a Nobel Peace Prize?
Yeah, you got a Nobel Peace Prize just for being elected, and Cuomo got an Emmy because he was acting. He was telling everybody he was doing a good job, and meanwhile, he was killing half his population. So, yeah, he was maybe not half, but that's an exaggeration, but killing a large number of seniors and senior centers, where he inducted COVID directly into senior nursing homes and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, but
so,
of course,
you know,
again,
it was a good acting job.
Right. And in the spirit of what we heard and what we're reading about with MRC regarding the oppression of news, that has been suppressed. And this is what has allowed Cuomo to still look like somewhat of a hero. And for those of us that know this, you know, we connect the dots and go, how do you do this? Rick, we've only got about a minute and a half left here, but you wrote about this, and it's only appropriate because here we are knocking on the door of Thanksgiving, and I just wish you and your family the best and all our audience a very happy Thanksgiving. But going back to the original Thanksgiving, you wrote about how Marxism nearly killed the Pilgrims, right?
Yeah, Marxism did nearly kill the Pilgrims. They started out with an edict that everybody was going to share everything. That's the first year with the Pilgrims, first 2 years, actually. And they discovered that nobody was working, and nobody was working hard in the fields, and people weren't willing to work to help each other because, you know, they could be lazy and get the same amount.
Exactly.
So essentially, Marxism almost killed them. They lost about 40% of the original travelers were dead by the end of the first year. Mm-hmm. And the first Thanksgiving was not what we picture in the pictures that were drawn way afterwards. First game, Thanksgiving was pretty sparse, but they still gave thanks to God because in spite of everything, they were still alive, they were still able to worship, and they were breathing air. And so in this COVID crisis, just remember that you still can thank God no matter your circumstance, because those original Pilgrims thanked God even though they were starving and they were facing a winter where they were likely more of them were going to die. So that is a lesson for all of us, that even in the worst of times, we should always thank God for what we have.
Well, Rick Manning is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, in closing here, I mean, God himself, from his lips to our ears, said, "Go out, be fruitful, and multiply." He didn't say that just to the capitalists. That was a clarion call for all of his creation, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And I don't know how to embrace socialism in that concept. So maybe you can teach me later. Rick, thank you so much again. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, okay? Take care, buddy. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most.
Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.